The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Jonathan Taylor is an absolute budding superstar, and he's finally becoming like a bell cow for the Colts. And the Colts ran all over the Jets last night. Nyheim Hines had a monster game too. But Jonathan Taylor is just a stud. Like, we are watching him develop into a clear-cut consensus RB1 before our eyes. And it's been awesome watching. And, oh, he's starting to catch the catch passes a little bit, too, now. So I think if you're a Jonathan Taylor owner, you have to be absolutely thrilled. Obviously, he had a monster game last night. But it's a weekly thing now. Like, you can trot him out the way you were trotting out Derrick Henry every week. Jonathan Taylor is probably the best player in your lineup moving forward.
Oh, and like the most beautiful thing is like how efficient he's been. He's been breaking off plays all season long. He's just, I mean, he's such a talented running back. None of us should have been surprised by this, though. He showed us what he could do in college, and then he's just put that on full display for us at pretty much every point in the NFL level when he's been given the shot. I think like Nyheim Hines, I feel like, you know, folks are a little mean to Nyheim Hines. I think he's actually a little bit better for this team and for Jonathan Taylor. Like, I don't want Jonathan Taylor to see 30 touches per game necessarily, because A, I don't think he needs that many to break off every, you know, he just doesn't need that kind of volume in order to be a very successful fantasy superstar. But save the hits to Jonathan Taylor, like, spread out the love a little bit. Nyheim Hines is a talented guy that can, you know, maybe limit some of the wear and tear on Jonathan Taylor. I think he's made his case to be the number one running back in dynasty fantasy football.
Yeah, I think it's clear that he should be. And I want to talk about the Colts for another second, where, you know, I don't think either of us probably has a lot of faith in Carson Wentz. He didn't throw an interception last night, but it's not because he didn't try. Carson Wentz had another play where just, I don't care if I'm getting sacked, I'm going to get rid of this football and just hope for the best. And it didn't get picked off, thankfully, but it almost did. But he did have another strong fantasy performance, and Carson Wentz has been playing okay this season. The Colts do have another, in my opinion, budding young superstar and second-year wide receiver Michael Pittman, who just continues to look like he's an absolute stud. So, I mean, the Colts, even for the questions that you have with Carson Wentz and him as your quarterback moving forward, and he's probably going to wind up costing them a first-round pick because he's playing all of these snaps, they do have two cornerstones on offense, it looks like, right now, because Michael Pittman had another touchdown last night. And he looks like he is going to be a problem for defenses for a long time.
I mean, even heading into this game, Carson Wentz was the quarterback 12 for fantasy football, which I feel like, you know, just because the points aren't always super pretty, you know, not a ton of those points are coming from, you know, rushing yards. I feel like because of the lack of prettiness, we're not really giving him full credit for what he's been able to do. Like, he's had at least two passing touchdowns in every single game since week four. Forget the two interception outing against the Titans. He's actually been a solid asset. I think we can all agree that he looks better than he did with the Eagles. I think this is just going to be an offense that can put up fantasy points. And I think Carson Wentz can be, you know, I hate to say it, but like a pretty safe weekly play in fantasy.
Yeah, and you have to respect his willingness to throw catastrophic YOLO interceptions that are almost impressive when he pulls them off. So, yeah, I think the Colts, you know, Frank Reich is a good head coach, and they've got good pieces in place to produce, at least in fantasy football, even if it doesn't translate to wins during the regular season. So I like the direction the Colts are headed in right now.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.